This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial is scheduled to get underway again today after defense attorneys asked for a mistrial yesterday, blaming prosecutors for asking what they said were questions that had been ruled out of bounds. Rittenhouse is on trial for shooting two men dead and wounding a third during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The AP's Jennifer King.
Kyle Rittenhouse lawyer Corey Cherofsky asked for a mistrial with prejudice so that Rittenhouse cannot be retried, suggesting prosecutors were deliberately trying to cause a mistrial.
That is to provoke a mistrial in order to get another kick at the cat, because the first trial is going badly.
During cross-examination, prosecutor Thomas Binger asked Kyle Rittenhouse about whether it was appropriate to use deadly force to protect property and posed questions about Rittenhouse's silence after his arrest. Circuit Judge Bruce Schroeder did not immediately rule on the request.
President Biden will be at Arlington National Cemetery today for Veterans Day. He'll join in a wreath-laying ceremony. There have been ceremonies around the world today commemorating the day in 1918 when Germany's surrender ended World War I. Vice President Kamala Harris joined President Emmanuel Macron in France for a tribute. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is worrying aloud about the goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. That's 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit.
1.5 degrees is still on reach. But in life support.
And though he says it's on life support, Secretary General Guterres says we should still have hope. He tells the AP, though, the UN climate talks in Scotland will probably not end with the carbon-cutting pledges he says are needed to keep the planet from warming. A SpaceX rocket carried four astronauts into orbit last night, headed for the International Space Station, including the 600th person to reach space in 60 years. This is AP News. Just ahead of the holidays, a warning from Homeland Security. AP correspondent Mike Grassi has got this.
The Department of Homeland Security is warning of a heightened threat environment with the approach of the holiday season from domestic extremists and people inspired by foreign terrorist groups. While saying it has no credible information on a specific threat, DHS said mass gatherings for upcoming religious holidays could be potential targets. The bulletin is the fourth this year from DHS. According to the FBI, from 2010 through 2020, extremists advocating the superiority of the white race committed 18 lethal attacks in the United States, killing 70 people. Mike Gracia, Washington.
F.W. de Klerk has died. As South Africa's last apartheid president, he oversaw the end of the country's white minority rule. He was 85 and died after a battle against cancer, according to a spokesman. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.